From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Pope Benedict is sharply condemning yesterday's bomb explosion outside a Christian church in the Egyptian city of Alexandria. The blast killed at least 21 people and wounded dozens of others. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the Pope has focused in recent weeks on attacks that the Vatican fears are fueling a Christian exodus from the Middle East and Africa.
The Pope said this vile gesture of death, like that of putting bombs near the houses of Christians in Iraq to force them to leave, offends God and humanity. The attack triggered stone throwing between Egyptian Muslims and Christians. Benedict called for nonviolent perseverance against what he called a strategy of violence targeting Christians. While the Pope has stepped up denunciations of what he calls Christianophobia in the world, he has also revived an interfaith encounter he had earlier criticized. Benedict has announced that in October he is inviting leaders of other world faiths to Assisi to mark the 25th anniversary of a watershed interreligious meeting held by his predecessor John Paul II. In 1990, the then Cardinal Ratzinger had said that honoring other religions as equal to Christianity was the fundamental problem of our time. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Officials in Australia say it could be a month before parts of flood-ravaged Queensland dry out. Days of rain have triggered widespread flooding and water still rising even though the rain has stopped. Queensland Treasurer Andrew Fraser expects the floods to leave a noticeable mark for years to come.
The reality for Queensland at the moment is that a vast amount of the state has been confronted with a natural disaster that will take not just days to pass and weeks for the immediate cleanup, but will have its effects felt for years to come.
Fraser spoke with the BBC. One person is confirmed dead and rescuers are searching for others who are missing. The Obama administration is facing a continuing battle with for-profit colleges and universities. The Education Department is expected to release new regulations soon that could shut down some career-oriented programs. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the for-profit industry is waging an expensive lobbying campaign to rally public and congressional support.
Critics of these schools say their students pile up huge amounts of debt that taxpayers are responsible for. The new rules would require that graduates of career programs earn enough so they can repay their student loans. But the industry has been fighting back with a letter-writing campaign from students and former students saying their diplomas help them find good jobs. A number of members of Congress want the Education Department to start over with new rules. Wall Street is watching closely. A number of for-profit stocks have tumbled this year out of fear the industry is facing a major shakeout. Meanwhile, some schools are taking steps to ensure that students are more likely to succeed, or they're offering cost-free trials so that students can bail if they can't handle the work. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. In Afghanistan, three members of the NATO-led force have been killed since the new year began yesterday. All three died this weekend in southern Afghanistan, where the Taliban has its traditional stronghold. A NATO statement says the latest was killed in a bombing. A top White House official in charge of the battle against the Asian carp says the administration will be stepping up efforts in 2011 to keep the invasive species of fish from establishing itself in the Great Lakes. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, critics say there is little new in the nearly $50 million battle plan.
The 2011 fight plan against Asian carp calls for developing better ways of tracking, netting, and killing them, as well as expanding efforts to keep the massive and rapidly reproducing invasive species of fish from finding a way into the Great Lakes. John Goss is Asian carp program director for the White House Council on Environmental Quality.
The federal agencies will continue to work together. We're collaborating with the states. We are definitely working in a proactive strategy to protect the Great Lakes from Asian carp.
But officials in Michigan and other Great Lakes states, as well as some environmentalists, say the 2011 federal plan falls short of what they think really needs to be done, which they say would be closing the navigational locks in Chicago that Asian carp could swim through into Lake Michigan and disconnecting the Mississippi River and Great Lakes watersheds. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
They're still cleaning up and assessing the damage from tornadoes that ripped through the South and Midwest on New Year's Eve. The violent weather killed four people in Missouri and three in Arkansas. The National Weather Service has confirmed three tornadoes touched down in Mississippi, causing heavy damage and injuring three people. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support for